Hundreds of units of affordable housing on Chicago's South Side are being auctioned off today to the highest bidder. WBEZ's Linda Lutton examines what's at stake in the giant bankruptcy sale.
On the auction block today are 45 buildings, 535 apartments across Bronzeville, Washington Park, Woodlawn, South Shore. There are six flats with grand brick balconies, stately corner buildings with Greek goddesses carved into stone. But inside, for years, tenants couldn't get anything fixed. Chicago Tribune reporter Joe Marr interviewed a disabled veteran in 2018 with a hole in his door where the deadbolt used to be.
He had to slide his chair against the door every night and put his big dog in the chair, and he said that was his security system.
Another tenant had water from an upstairs bathroom constantly dripping into her bathroom.
So every time she had to use the toilet, she took an umbrella in there and had to pop that umbrella open so she didn't get wet. And unfortunately for her, the ceiling got so bad it collapsed on her at one point and sent her to the ER.
The landlord was supposedly a charity, the Better Housing Foundation, but Marr discovered
it was basically a nonprofit on paper only. There was no office location you would go to, no employees. It didn't have fundraisers, charity galas, nothing like that, right?
The people who started it made millions.
And then these buildings were run into the ground.
Fast forward to today, and buildings like 5600 South Michigan, which has been boarded up for years since someone was shot out front in broad daylight, will be sold to the highest bidder. For Loretta Sims, it can't come soon enough. She lives across the street.
I hate abandoned buildings in our neighborhood. It brings the property value down so greatly. So I would love to see somebody get it and clean it up. It would make me feel safe if it was open, as long as it's somebody who is reputable and will take care of the property.
That's the goal of this auction. But despite impacting so many Southside neighborhoods, activists and even aldermen say this bankruptcy sale has been opaque. 20th Ward Alderman Jeanette Taylor said she knew nothing about it, though multiple buildings are in her ward. And she has a big concern whether the properties will remain affordable. Some are in neighborhoods where home prices and rents are climbing, like Bronzeville and Woodlawn.
Because they say affordable housing, it starts off that way. And then after 2 years, they'll turn them into luxury studios and condos.
City of Chicago attorneys vetted every bidder ahead of time. Bidders needed to prove they have a plan to bring the buildings up to code and the money to follow through. But there's no requirement that the new owner commit to keeping the housing affordable. And bidders have to make offers on large groups of properties or on the entire bundle of 535 apartments. No one can bid on a single building, cutting out mom and pop landlords. Just 11 bidders qualified, including a California investment firm and one of the largest landlords on the South Side, Pangea Properties. Ebony Green, an anti-gentrification activist and resident of South Shore, says it's a shame the properties will likely go to an out-of-town investment firm or giant landlord. She said the city could have gotten more creative. Maybe buy the buildings itself and then sell them to residents.
That just someone, even with a decent job, has the opportunity to live in the community and own in the community and determine what Chicago looks like for the future.
All the properties up for auction are in African-American neighborhoods. Black homeownership rates in Chicago are low. A winning bid or bids will be declared today for the properties. Then there's 2 weeks when people can raise objections before a judge makes the sale final. Another 200 units of Better Housing Foundation's properties will be auctioned off next month. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.